Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is examining options to absorb its part of a recently announced $8 million cut to the university system's fiscal 2018 budget. UAF's share of that reduction is $2.7 million. UA President Jim Johnson said that with little excess to cut, academic programs, scholarships, and athletic funding are up for reductions. Because academic programs have been cut extensively, Johnson and the Board of Regents are looking elsewhere at UAF for reductions, such as closing the Stevens Residence Hall, reducing community campus services, and increasing fees. UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes confirmed Stevens Hall will be closed for this upcoming academic year. Grimes said only 49 students were living in the residence hall as of February. Johnson said student housing won't be harmed by the hall's closure, and other dorm buildings shouldn't become overcrowded. While some academic programs are under review, Johnson noted that's a normal process. He said academic programs with higher workforce demand are slightly more protected than others. These include nursing, teacher education, biology, and other research fields, and engineering, among others. Johnson said the university's statewide department has been reduced 38% in the past 4 years and likely will continue to bear the brunt of the budget cuts. While reductions will be made across all campuses, Johnson clarified no rural campuses will be eliminated. Many of those campuses fall under UAF's purview. Some changes to be made at community campuses may include increased online instruction, consolidated staff and faculty positions, reduced service hours, and automation of some management processes. Last year, an announcement of potential cuts to the athletic department was met with public outcry. UAF Athletic Director Gary Gray says this year, budget cuts to the department are being approached differently. UAF's 10 athletic teams are the minimum needed to comply with NCAA regulations. Gray said all UAF athletic scholarships will be reduced evenly across sports. The waiver system, which provides discounted tuition rates for out-of-state student athletes, will not be affected, but cash scholarships will be reduced. Travel spending and equipment may be reduced. With further cuts expected, Gray is looking to private donors. Johnson shares those sentiments, urging the public to invest in the university and campus athletics. In addition to athletic scholarships, Johnson said some academic scholarships also may be reduced. This fiscal year will be the fourth consecutive year of budget cuts for the university. During that time, the university has discontinued or suspended 50 academic programs and cut 933 faculty and staff positions. President Donald Trump proposes to cut the Indian Health Service budget by $300 million, and the head of the IHS had trouble justifying that 6% cut at a Senate hearing Wednesday. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who chaired the hearing, says the chronically underfunded IHS is already failing Native communities in the lower 48, and she says that has to change. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
The acting IHS director would have had a rough hearing anyway. Chairman Murkowski and other members of the Interior Appropriations Subcommittee have spent years shaping the IHS budget. Some represent large Native populations. They weren't likely to welcome cuts to drug abuse treatment, mental health services, clinics, and hospitals in their states. But just last week, the Wall Street Journal put a spotlight on the agency's dire faults. Murkowski says she was horrified to read the journal's accounts of fatal misdiagnoses and inept staff at IHS facilities in the Great Plains.
Because this is our IHS. These are our facilities that are supposed to care for our first people. And the stories that were detailed were shocking.
Murkowski says she's normally laser-focused on home state issues, but Alaska's Native health facilities are run by tribes under contract to the IHS, so their problems aren't the same. Murkowski, though, says the national problems are far too big to ignore. Senator Steve Daines, a Montana Republican, suggested changing the name of IHS to Indian Health Suffering.
These are real families. Single moms, single dads, aunts and uncles, elderly, tribal leaders that are suffering greatly. It's a tragedy.
Acting IHS Director Michael Wiaki acknowledged none of this in his statement at the hearing. He portrayed the proposed cut to his agency as small.
Which will allow us to maintain and address our agency mission to raise the physical, mental, social, and spiritual health of American Indians and Alaska Natives to the highest level.
Murkowski was incredulous.
I know that your job is to defend this budget, but I just have to say wow after listening to that. I would think that we don't have a problem within the IHS system.
Several senators were frustrated IHS didn't provide data on Medicaid reimbursements, the revenue IHS gets when it treats a Medicaid recipient. Murkowski says the information is important because senators are supposed to vote soon on a health care bill that would cut Medicaid without knowing the effect it would have on IHS. The White House hasn't nominated anyone to head the IHS permanently. Health Secretary Tom Price said at his confirmation hearing he was aware of problems at IHS and wanted to fix them. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.